it's as if we have always thought about children as the people who received religious education, and that adults in Ireland were Christian for centuries, and therefore, after they had received the religious education in school, then that was job done, and they were formed in their faith. But reflection over the last number of years has made it very clear to all of us involved that adult ongoing faith development is a really significant issue in religious education. And as a religious educationalist, I would even suggest that we should really look at adult religious education in the first instance, and that when adults have had the opportunity to reflect on what their religion means for them and have had an opportunity to deepen their sense of their faith, then those adults will want to share their faith with their young people. And it's very interesting that Share the Good News, the National Directory for Catechesis in Ireland, which came out last year from the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference, makes this point. And it addresses ongoing adult faith development first, and then it asks questions of how adults who are interested in faith and belong to the faith community, how can they best share faith with their young people at home, in their parish community, and through the schools. So we're on the verge of new thoughts, I think, in the question of adult faith development.
When you talk about delivering faith, you talk about, we always think about how to teach it to children. But has that been a failing somewhat in the church, in that there has been a notion of people needing guidance all the time, and maybe people needing to be told what to do and not being reflective and critical themselves?
Well, I suppose we go through different phases in our education history, and you can look across different countries and different churches and see how things have been highlighted at one point, the content, for example, at another time, the method, how do we teach. So we do go through different high points on in this area, but certainly at the moment people are very focused on how can we engage as adults together in discussing our faith and reflecting on our faith and encouraging each other as adults in faith. And as you suggest in your question, it's not really about somebody having all the answers for adults. What Share the Good News suggests is that we find methodologies for inviting adults into conversation about faith. You might try as a parish to have an outreach to adults who no longer come to church, and that would be something slightly different. And so the point here is that we need to reflect on who we are as adults. Are we just one group of adults? Maybe we can think of ourselves as adults in the way I've just suggested, or we can think of ourselves as adults, as young adults, as married couples, as people with children, as single people, as priests and religious. All of us as adults could be encouraged to reflect on our faith. Sometimes it might be, you know, by going on retreat was a very traditional way, when you create a space away from life. But more than likely, with adults, it's going to be bringing them together in the midst of life.
For somebody listening, maybe an adult who did have a faith, a strong faith, maybe when they were younger, has since become disillusioned with the church for various reasons, or disillusioned with the teachings. What would you recommend to them? Or is there a chance that they're going to turn around and say, now I'm interested in adult faith formation?
Well, you can't impose that on somebody, I suppose. People are living through their lives and they've had their experiences, and some of their experiences have been perhaps very difficult, and some of their joyful experiences perhaps haven't been recognised by others. So, you know, people are where they are and who they are. But I would think that any local Christian community would hope to be open to anybody and everybody who has been initiated in the Christian faith, first of all, whether they have been practicing in the last years or not. And also the Christian community would hope to be open to people of other religions and of no religion in creating a sense of camaraderie and solidarity together. So there are lots of ways in which people can engage and can support each other. And what I would think happens, at least some of the time then, is that in these encounters, adults reflect in a new way on a faith that they thought they weren't interested in, or that seems stale or old-fashioned or something. But maybe by meeting somebody who, even just a kind act sometimes, you know, by one Christian, awakens another person to a different way of thinking about religion. And maybe that's what adult faith development will be for some people, that it will be through meeting somebody else an opportunity to think again and to engage with others, and hopefully they will find an openness. The ideal would be that people can engage fully in dialogue with each other and not seek to decide how the other person should think, for example. And part of adult education would be to help people to have a good sense of how you interact with each other as adults.